Boom, 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 boom,
thank you for turning it into Common Talk 616, listening to our show about nerdy stuff. Yeah, let's do this.
Comic book stuff.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Ah! I'm scared.
Me too.
I am Steve.
Hey, Kyle. Welcome back.
Who's Kyle? Are you talking to me? My name is Bob.
Oh. Hi. Bob Kyle. Kyle Bob.
K-Bob.
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 Gross.
Terrible.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-da. I guess I am by myself here.
Cool.
Intro.
Oh, gosh. Wait, who's that other voice?
I don't know, Bob. That sounds like Kyle to me. You sound just like him.
Yeah, who's such a Kyle, Bob?
Who said intro?
Okay, fine. Maybe I'm Kyle.
Hi,
I'm back.
Hello, Kyle.
The jig is up. I'm back.
You forgot your towel.
I did.
Supreme Space Wizard.
I'm the Oracle.
Han Solo.
There is no Jake.
Jake is wrong. Lord Facetat and the Moon Baron are off.
They had moon business.
They're
they're mooning each other.
They're moon bathing.
While gazing lovingly into each other's
Hello
eyes.
Love that.
Yes. Excellent.
Excellent.
Why do you look like a Clockwork Orange right now?
They're just committing some mundane crime.
Yeah. Indecent exposure, mostly.
You mean like every time they step outside in public?
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, look, somebody spotted them nearby.
Well, hello there.
Anyway, this is going to be a shortened episode because we were filming stuff for things and stuff.
Surprise!
And, woo. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a few trailers that we watched that for a couple different things.
Yeah, there's a little shindig over the weekend in San Diego.
You know what? Kyle?
Yeah.
Your mic's not even plugged in, dude.
Aw.
Oh, yeah. I'm going acoustic.
Well, this has been fun.
That's a good prank. Good one, guys. I deserve that for not being.
I knew I could hear your voice. I just couldn't hear your voice. Hello.
I mean, no wonder you sounded like garbage.
Now I sound like garbage, but really close.
I can't tell the difference.
So before he was Bob, and he was Kyle.
So, anyway. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a little shindig in San Diego. Had something to do with comic books and conventions, and there were some new trailers and things that we checked out, and we're going to talk about them.
Yeah. Cool. The most important one being, I don't know.
Live action one.
The Adam Eve episode.
for the sure. in-between episode for Invincible.
I mean, that one's really cool because it's out right now. And they just, like, announced it there. And it's like, oh, sweet. We can just watch this now.
Oh, sweet. I might watch that later quickly.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it as soon as Kaylin catches up because she did not finish season one yet. Not that you really need to watch this one because it's a prequel.
No, that doesn't matter. Just the fact that she hasn't finished it yet is a
Oh,
is
don't
a
worry. Problem. I've given her plenty of crap.
Now, when is it available for viewing?
Now.
Where? Right now.
Where? Oh, Amazon Prime.
Oh. Amazon. Yeah, these two schmucks haven't even started season one yet.
Hey, listen. I think cartoons are exciting. And that's about all.
Yeah, this exciting is a good word for this cartoon.
Exciting is an understatement for this.
Yeah, just go in blind, watch episode one.
Oh, it's
insane.
This is the one.
Episode one is it's super.
It's one of the craziest first episodes of anything I've ever seen.
It's very wholesome.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing interesting.
I say that
at all.
I say that 100% serious. It's a very wholesome episode.
Yes.
It's a cool start to a show.
Told us to pluck our eyes out before we watch. He said go auditory,
podcast.
Oh, yeah, go in blind. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, go in blind.
I don't think he was being literal.
He was. He told me.
I can't see sarcastic.
Note the sarcasm.
No.
Time to put my eyeballs back in.
Yeah, very, very unassuming episode. Nothing interesting happens, especially not towards the end of it. Yeah.
What about the middle?
I mean, maybe slightly interesting in the middle, but definitely not at the end.
I'll say it's one of the best intros to a series I've ever watched.
Yeah, it'll get you hooked.
Yeah.
How does that compare with the first season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from the early 90s?
Get off my show.
I mean, that's not a fair comparison. Can anything really compare to that? Power Rangers, come on, man. Come on.
You're the best, Kyle.
I know.
Oh, the side eyes.
Especially when my mic is plugged in.
Oh, he didn't unplug it for that one?
Nope.
No, because our mics are still picking them up, so, you know.
Yep. So, yeah, also, live-action One Piece trailer.
Yes.
Yes, very excited.
Yeah.
This might be the first live-action anime thing that I'm truly excited for. Well, I was excited for Cowboy Bebop as well.
Oh, more
hard. Yeah, and I overall liked it. Decent. I didn't mind the changes. A lot of people like went in full on hate mode over.
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't bad by any means.
It's an adaptation. It's not a 1-to-1 translation.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
For someone who has not seen any of One Piece, the
except for when Owen was living with us.
Well, yeah, but then it was just kind of playing in the background and I'd have to read it
24/7.
But I tell you what, this looks really good. I think this is going to be one of those things that draws so many people into the cartoon series, the anime series.
Sorry, Kyle.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the internet. They're coming for you.
They're coming for me.
They don't know where we are.
But I mean, really.
They'll find out.
You could not even be interested in any anime, and you watch that trailer, and you're going to be like, wow.
It's very fun. Wow. Yeah, they really do capture the energy of the anime.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Like the cast is really spot on. Like they nail all the characters.
I've decided that this is how I'm going to actually watch One Piece, so I don't have to watch the other stuff, you know, the boring cartoon.
Yeah. I will say one thing. I think Arlong looked a little bit goofy, but I'll wait and see how. Like, we only got a few snippets of them, so we'll wait and see how.
Wait a minute, there was a cartoon series that came out on this?
Wow.
Wow.
You guys are terrible.
Wow.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, this might be an easier sell than a 1,000-plus episode anime.
He washed his fake mustache and soul patch off.
Yeah.
Bye, Schmitty.
Yeah, he was hoping that he wasn't going to get like a Schmitty reaction.
You should come over here and do a cameo. Say hello. to your fans.
Fan.
Howdy.
Good job, Schmitty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Schmitty. Yes.
Yeah.
Good night, Schmitty. Sleep well.
Cheers. So anyway, yeah, the after seeing the full trailer for One Piece, I am very excited for it. Ever yeah. since they announced that they were doing it, I was like, I was on the same page with Matt. How?
Yeah.
How are they going to turn One Piece into live action and make it work?
I felt like it was going to be an Avatar, The Last Airbender kind of thing, so I was was not excited at first.
Right. Kind of along the same, like,
which,
for different reasons. But yeah, I'm there with you. But after seeing the trailer, I'm like, nah. Yeah.
It looks good. No,
I think they did a good job with it. We'll watch
when it comes out. It's a healthy skepticism that tainted the whole world at a movie. So,
to be fair, most of the anime shows that have been adapted to live action recently haven't.
They've been hot trash.
Agree.
Overall, Cowboy Bebop though was
exception.
Good. It was good. It's
that's exception. Like the only exception.
And to be fair, I only watched Cowboy Bebop and Death Note of all the live action ones to come out. So I haven't watched Full Metal. I haven't watched Bleach.
Mm.
Is there one or two other ones?
Bleach, Attack on Titan.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Haven't watched that one.
I mean, they've done quite a few.
They should do Black Cat.
Oh, no? That's an old one.
I know, and I love it, and they should do it.
Yeah.
See, with the remake of Trillion.
Oh yeah, see that would work. That'd be
really good live action.
Oh, they did Ghost in the Shell, which that one should have worked.
Yeah, I don't know how they screwed that one up so bad. But
Was
that the one with Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
I never watched it.
It was not good. You're not missing
it. I saw that. I was wanting it to be better.
Yeah.
I think they had advisors from Disney.
We're talking about the live action anime transfers.
We're talking about cartoons.
So we were just talking about the One Piece trailer.
That was Ghost in the Shell.
You know that one cartoon?
It was a movie. It came out like 10 or more years ago, didn't it?
Was it that long ago?
I think it was closer to five?
Before the pandemic, I think.
Oh.
Was that recent? Yeah, it's not a decade old yet.
You're right. I'd say 5 years. Let's see.
Honestly, I'm thinking
space time is much different to Space Wizards.
I was thinking of a different movie.
It is.
And then, the other one that I thought was good was Battle Angel Alita.
Yes.
That one's really good.
But that was an adaptation of the manga,
not the anime.
Anime. Mm. Ghost in the Shell was 2017.
Those are still
cartoons. I was close. I was off by one.
You were close.
Year.
Still cartoons. Mangas, right?
when the internet finds out where you live and comes after you,
we're not going to save you.
We are not responsible for any harm. My favorite cartoon show in the style of what you guys are talking about
is Sailor Moon.
Okay.
That's Kaylin's favorite, too.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's a classic. So,
I identify with Sailor Neptune.
Sailor Neptune.
Yeah.
So is there a live-action Sailor Moon?
No, for some reason.
That one's been a long time.
That is surprising, actually.
There was a live-action Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Okay, I don't even like Dragon Ball, and that movie made me mad.
Yeah, it was so bad. Yeah.
Was it all still shots of somebody jumping? And then, like, stuff behind it?
That would have been better.
It would have been better if it was, because the stylization of that would have been amazing.
I feel like all live action in the last 20 years of cartoons or anime, it just seems like 90% crap. 10%
it's really hard to
it's like you find a diamond in the rough with a few of them Alita
and
Cowboy Bebop.
We're hoping Bebop. One Piece.
Hopefully One Piece.
The Hobbit was good, but it was an adaptation off of a cartoon.
Good job. I heard they wrote a book about that too.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, seriously, is there?
All right, Steve, I can't do this. I'm going on hiatus for another 3 months.
So can anybody name a live action? Can we say the name Disney? Has there been a live action Disney that has done well?
Most of them have, not all of them.
I don't think has done well monetarily, but like actually did, like they did.
Like well made, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think all those are well made?
The ones that I've seen, yeah.
What have you seen?
Lion King, Beauty and the Beast.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, get off my show.
You like the Lion King?
Yes.
So I wanted to like the Lion King.
They're well made, they're just not necessary.
They are not.
No, not necessary at all.
Aladdin. But
still, dude, do not talk trash on Aladdin. That was perfectly done.
The final scene with Jafar missed the mark completely.
Dude, spoilers.
Read the book.
This. We're not talking Disney adaptations tonight. We're talking anime. So that'll be a discussion for another time.
The live action Dungeons and Dragons was wonderful.
Yeah. Which one? The one where the dragon got chopped it out by the portcullis.
Did they smoke something after we watched the trailers?
When we went to Yellowstone, we probably had some.
I'm pretty sure it was you guys that were smoking something. You had a pipe, and there was bubbles in it. And I don't know what you had in your mouth. It was a cigarette.
I had a cigarette in my mouth.
What did you have?
Freezing.
It was a cigar.
Are we just not doing freezing?
It was a cigar.
Cigar. Anyway, One Piece looks like it's gonna be really good. Yes. Trailer's wonderful.
Oh yeah, that one.
Very excited.
Spider-Man 2 video game.
They didn't change how Luffy pronounces his name.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my gosh.
What were they?
It's gonna be Luffy and Zoro and
Namey.
Aang was Aang. Is that what we're okay?
Yeah. That's absolutely where I'm going with that.
Usopp.
Usopp.
That made me angry, to be completely honest.
Sanji.
Oh, it's Sanjay.
Sanjay.
How about Lufa?
It's like Zendaya.
Gross.
Sanjay, the dish cleaner.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Anyway,
I like the main character, Lufa.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's really got your back.
I just can't wait to see him on Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, what's the name of their pirate ship again?
The Going Merry.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
I love the way it looks in live action.
It looks good,
it's cool.
It does look good.
I think Matt was complaining because the goat head didn't look happy enough, like in the cartoon, in the anime. You almost had me say it. Dang it.
Don't fall for their tricks, Steve. That's what they want.
It's all tunes to me, buddy.
I pointed out in a documentary the other day that the guy says ancient instead of ancient, and now Danica, when she hears it,
ancient,
she's like, stop.
See, it's dads like you that set their kids in front of Ninja Scroll because it's a cartoon and says, here's your cartoon, son.
Oh, no. I'd rather watch classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Because cartoons are for kids.
And Fist of the North Star.
I haven't seen that one. I don't think I have.
It's pretty bloody. It's pretty gory. Not quite as bad as Ninja Scroll.
The story for Ninja Scroll is great, but yes, it's very like hard R.
Yeah.
Have you seen Those Who Hunt Elves? The anime. Uh-huh. I mean the cartoon anime.
God,
no. It's hilarious.
The cartoon anime.
Oh God.
The Anatoon.
I am fueling the fire.
I am in
channeling
pain.
My inner Jake.
Mangatoon.
Ah, oh, you just made it. No. No.
Everything hurts.
Mango.
Okay, what were you trying to say?
was just before saying, it's a fun one.
You should watch it. Those Who Hunt Elves?
Those Who Hunt Elves.
Yeah, I haven't even heard of that one.
I've heard of it. Wait, I've never seen it.
Old.
Yeah, cool. It's been around a minute.
So 90s.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a cartoon. 1996, Japanese animation series.
Mm. Oh, so it's a cartoon. Are cartoons animation?
Yeah, I mean.
Cartoonimation.
I think the word is semantics.
Yeah, cartoons and anime are both types of animation, but not all anime are cartoons.
Not all cartoons are not anime.
Like dramas and horror are two genres of movie, but a drama and a horror are two different things.
All they did was take the shan off of anime. Shan.
Oh my god.
Tans.
It's like playing tennis with a brick wall.
I'm sorry, a horrible accident has occurred. Han Solo and the Oracle will no longer be with us. Please send money to us to pay for funeral costs and a memorial statue representing our beloved co-hosts. And back to the show.
Why does this happen to us every week?
Every week?
I get a statue? Nice. Is it just a hand?
Well, you're not dead yet. I mean...
If I were to put you guys in an anime, it would be Akame ga Kill. Have you seen that one?
I don't know if I have or not. There's a lot that I've seen that I don't remember what they were. Mm-hmm. Like if they're older.
A lot of characters brutally die in that one.
Cool.
What's that from?
This is from Those Who Hunt Elves.
Oh,
is
that's.
It's a little.
Is that a baby polar bear pooping out toilet paper?
That's what it looks like.
That is awesome.
It's a micro polar bear pooping out toilet paper rolls.
There you go.
Oh, Japan. What will you come up with next?
Yeah.
The world of cartoons. You can do anything.
It's like the opposite of the Charmin Ultra commercials with the bears, you know? They love it.
That was just their. That was their answer to the Charmin commercials. You know, they've been doing genetic stuff with goats and spider silk. Goats that spin spider silk making silk. Like, wow. This is a real thing.
Yeah, it is real.
So maybe Japan's doing something with polar bears and toilet paper. Hey, who knows?
Spider goat.
It'll never be like COVID times again if you have your own
toilet paper bear.
Yeah, get your toilet paper bear at the nearest Sam's Club.
I named him Butt Wipe.
I named him Butty Bear.
Next thing coming to market is the Bear Bidet.
Oddly enough, that's the brand name is... Your butt wipe bear.
What were we talking about again?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man.
This is a good spot for an ad. Let's do that quick.
Hey guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee. The Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Go into Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are...
Bi-weekly, monthly, or a 3-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
Thank you, Lord Facetat and Moon Baron,
I'm glad that they were able to stop gazing lovingly into each other's eyes while committing crimes in public for long enough to do that.
It was great that they came around just for that.
Yep. Paying the bills. Yep. Thank you, guys.
Good job, boys.
So, Spider-Man.
Yeah. A segue from Spider-Goat to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You said it out loud.
What? Even though we already had a commercial break to bring it up.
Is it still a good segue if you mention that it's a segue?
Yes.
It's a segmented segue.
I don't think any segues were ever all that good. I mean, I think
they look like crashed on a lot.
The physical ones look fun to ride. As long as you don't drive it off a cliff.
Yeah. Agreed.
Good for mall cops.
Bad idea.
Yeah. I was about to make a Paul Blart joke.
Yes.
Nice.
That should, you know, yeah, malls should grab those for all their mall cops.
Segway.
Very true.
Hey, did Spider-Man ever hang out in a mall?
Nothing is more intimidating than a man rolling up to you on a Segway.
He's a teenager, so probably.
Yeah.
He is?
I mean, he's a nerdy teenager, so maybe.
Wait. What's his identity? He's a teenager.
A teen spider person.
Dude, you can tell. Just listen to how he talks.
I thought he was
He's
a girl.
He's got a squeaky voice.
Are you talking about Gwen?
Who's Gwen?
Anyway.
Hi, Kyle.
So, yes.
Spider-Man 2 video game.
Yeah, it looks good.
I saw Venom.
So good.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah.
Can we eat this guy, Eddie?
Craven. Craven looks awesome.
Who's Craven?
The Hunter.
Craven the Hunter.
He's one of the bad
guys.
He
had, like, the fur vest on. It just showed a real quick glimpse of him in the trailer.
Nifty.
Yep. Yeah, he looks cool. The Venom and the Venom suit all look awesome.
That was perfection. Yeah. Everything having to do with Venom was perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's my favorite anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool new power-ups. Like, I'm looking forward to the gliding, the spider wings gliding around.
Yeah, that looks super cool.
That looks super cool.
Do you like the team-up between Spider-Man and, Miles Morales and Spider-Man?
Those are some teeth.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think he looks amazing, that version of him.
Yeah.
I wish we had that for the Kraven movie that's coming out.
Yeah, for real.
It looks interesting. I'll watch it and see if it's any good.
But
we should have watched that trailer.
This game.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me want to actually do video games.
So,
almost as good as Mario, you think?
If
like Super Mario.
If there was a game to jump back in on, that would be a good one.
To jump back in.
Get back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
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 Okie dokie.
No.
John Wick.
Yeah.
This has been wonderful.
It always makes me think of the Family Guy episode from season one. I don't remember what happened, but everybody's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then Kool-Aid Man bursts through the door.
I love
it.
And then he
slowly backs through the broken wall.
Yeah. Y'all gotta stop saying oh no in my courtroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that's one of the better jokes.
Thank you, Kyle.
For sure.
For remembering classic. All the funny stuff.
So classic. Spider-Man games. Spider-Man 2 looks fun.
Hey.
Yes.
First one and Miles Morales were very, very good games.
Yeah.
I just realized Futurama was supposed to be coming out.
Futurama's starting up again.
Episode one of season what? Like
on Hulu? 13?
Who knows?
On Hulu, right?
Hulu.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody knows.
Yeah. In less than 24 hours, episode one is getting dropped.
I'm so excited.
So by the time you hear this, it's out.
Yeah true.
And you'll be actually about to have the second episode.
And it's amazing and wonderful. One by one. I don't even care what happens. I don't
care.
It's Futurama.
It's Futurama.
I have an unpopular opinion.
Gasp.
Oh, should we turn you down now?
Probably you might want to.
Lay it on us, Steve.
I don't like Futurama.
Oh, that's fine.
That's okay, buddy.
I like parts of it.
Honestly,
but it's just not my cup of tea.
Dude, do you like the Bender parts?
I do like Bender.
Okay,
That's about the only thing I like about
the
show.
There's this one character that you should like, and his name is Mr. Peppy. Mr. Peppy's the best.
Oh, wait. Is
trying
that
to think
vampire?
If I ever saw
that is
a commercial
the
with
vampire.
Him.
Oh, and that's the
maybe.
One with all
Angus
the Sean Connery. Yeah, every voice is
Sean Connery.
An aquarium of whiskey for the busty lass.
An aquarium of whiskey for the busty lass.
Okay, then. Moving right along. What other trailers did we watch?
We watched The Marvels.
Oh, yeah.
The new Marvels trailer.
Second trailer. A little more context for it.
Yeah.
Flurkins are always good.
Flurkins.
No, it looks really good.
Flurkin.
I don't care as much about those three characters, but it looks like it's going to be a fun team-up movie.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I did not watch Ms. Marvel. Was the show good?
It's excellent.
Is it good?
It is.
Yeah, there's so is that too many shows for me to keep up with.
Right.
But is Ms. Marvel the young girl in the Marvels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that before the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually, like, yeah, it's excellent. It's her learning. It's really good.
Power,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden in the movie, she's, yeah. So, quick question. Do you know if, because we haven't started yet, Secret Invasion, is there a connection to this movie?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
I would imagine
all
so.
All of them are connected.
Well, I know, but it, how much, you know, is it?
Very like much.
Fully? Okay.
Which one were we just watching where Stan Lee was reading a thing of Mallrats?
Oh, that was in Captain Marvel.
Oh, it made me so happy.
She's
to
on
see
the
her
subway system trying to find the scroll, and all of a sudden Stan Lee's sitting there and he's saying, what does he say? He's like,
it's a line of his from Mallrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
True Believer. So,
the True Believer thing. Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies of all
but
time.
It's just
you
like
know,
awesome
stupid.
To see Stan Lee reading the script. Just like,
fitting.
That was the actually Captain Marvel was the movie where the whole intro was cutscenes of Stan Lee rather than cutscenes from the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, so well, obviously, then our next episode, which we may be on another week hiatus, possibly next week. Yet to be determined.
TBD.
So why wasn't there an episode last week? What were you guys doing?
Dungeons and Dragons.
We had D&D, and it went late because it was a very major event.
Much more important than this silly old podcast.
Well, no, and we...
Lives
it was right before Comic-Con, so we literally had nothing to talk about. Really.
I heard Scott's character got murdered off.
No, he didn't get murdered.
Or something.
He betrayed the party and got taken out.
Did he do that on purpose?
Yes, but no.
He tripped over a rock.
His character did not do that on purpose.
But Scott himself?
Sort of. Yeah. But it was his character's arc that has been in the works for almost a year.
So it was going to happen.
It was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was planned between him and the DM. Mm. No, he was...
Who was the DM?
Sinister.
David.
Dave. Oh, that's right.
Trucker Dave.
So, like, yeah, he...
Dave and Scotty were in cahoots.
His character was searching for this armor, but some entity was leading him to find this armor. And he got all the armor and ended up finding out that it was Lolth, the Spider Queen, that was leading him after the armor, and she tricked him into summoning her, like creating a portal that she could come through. And she turned him into a Drider, which, for those of you that don't know, is basically
a dragon
cursed,
spider.
No, it's like they, it's human or whatever race you are, and half spider.
So Scotty's character.
So
is basically
it's like
a dupe.
Think of what a centaur looks like, but instead of a horse body, it's a spider body.
Okay. Oh, it's Floor.
It's like one of the worst curses that Lolth gives. They're like,
yeah. That's pretty gnarly.
Floor, Guardians of the Galaxy.
So we ended up fighting Drider, Dox, and Lolth.
Ooh, that's
luckily, we were able to destroy the little pillar things that opened up the portal before she could come fully into the world.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, we finished off.
Yeah.
his character too. So
he ended up just being like a tool for somebody evil and fell into a trap.
Pretty much.
Yep. Jeez, that's sorry. Just how it goes in life sometimes.
Yep.
Don't be a tool.
Sometimes you're the chosen one. Sometimes you're the one who was chosen for the job. That is evil.
I'm
not the hero.
No truer words have ever been stated.
I'm the hero they chose
stated.
To want.
Good job.
I'm not the hero they need. I'm the hero they wish they never had.
Well said, well said.
I'm not the tool they need.
Needs to be
I'm the tool they created.
Byline for a comedy.
Yeah, we need a Dark Knight parody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rachel!
Where's Rachel?
Like, after every line, he just, like, hacks up a lung.
Yes.
So
the reason his voice is that way is because he's dying of consumption.
I saw a recent one, and it was a parody, but it had Patton Oswalt in it.
Oh, the College Humor one?
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, this is classic. College Humor, but it's Patton Oswalt. Like, and he's, like, messing with him. Like, so those triangles on your arm, yeah, they're strong. Yeah, I use them. I throw them. And he's like, but what if they hit the fleshy part of somebody's neck? They go to sleep. And then they wake up. There was more to it.
So that kills them. Like,
no.
I'm sleeping.
What like, about that guy? He's sleeping. That guy?
He's sleeping. What about your fish? You flushed down the toilet. He went down the toilet into the ocean. He's alive, though. No, he's not. No.
What about your parents? They're sleeping.
Darkness.
But the fishes.
No parents.
Super rich. Gotta make you better.
Such okay. A good song. So.
Classic.
Do we have other trailers that we watched?
Those are the main ones. Those are the big ones.
Okay, so on the next episode we have, we'll talk more stuff that came out of San Diego from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Possibly Futurama.
Since it just ended today, haven't really gotten a chance to compile a bunch of stories from there, but we will, yeah.
Yeah, that was all of the big, like, movie, TV stuff.
We'll talk in depth on some things.
We watched the Ken song from Barbie.
Yeah, I guess we did do that as well.
I'm already forgetting.
For Annalise.
Pushed a button.
He's a 10, but she only sees him as a friend.
That's sad.
That's what I learned from that song.
So another show that actually is coming out shortly, completely off topic, that looks really good, is season 2 of Good Omens.
Yeah, true.
Yes, great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Season 1 was lit.
Also the new Superman show on Max.
Yep.
It's really good too. The cartoon.
Watched an episode. It looked really good.
Yes, it's very good. I've watched all 4.
Yeah, Clark cannot get to his job without like, oh, there's a cat. I must save the cat.
Yes, yeah, saves cat. I'm sure, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
He and Lois have excellent chemistry. I love that. He's very dorky and likable and not like Snyder versus.
Do they make stink bombs and throw them in people's cars?
No.
So, in your opinion, going back to the topic that we addressed earlier, just the way that the cartoon is it more anime or more cartoon?
Oh, it's definitely like anime. It's like a 50-50 split between anime and cartoon.
Like some of it, I'm just
it's
like,
very,
oh,
it's
this
very,
is very
anime
much
influence.
Like
though.
American anime, kind of.
Yeah, it
American
kind of. And DC's always like ever since like the Batman Superman animated series, like they've always taken some influence from anime.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more apparent in like the old Teen Titans cartoon.
Yeah.
Especially.
Oh, Teen Titans.
Yeah. Like, but like the original.
They've always been a little more anime influenced than other superhero cartoons, I would say.
Yeah.
And this one's definitely continuing that.
I agree
with 100%. It is great. Yeah, he's even got like an anime transformation sequence the first time he gets in the costume. I freaking love that. It's so cool.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, yeah, this is a short episode this week, but the return of the Kyle.
Yes.
And we'll, we're going to end this.
Alrighty then.
Somebody end it.
Kyle's sleepy now. Good night.
Yes. Goodbye.
Oracle and Han Solo.
signing out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Comic Talk 616. I'm going to leave you with one last ad, and we're going to be out of here. That's weird. Stop. All right. Goodbye.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
You guys have a great week.